This is Glow in the Dark Radio. The science fiction podcast with original independent science fiction written and performed by Mike Luoma, with music by Kevin MacLeod, The Vatican Assassin Trilogy, and The Adventures of Alibi Jones by Mike Luoma are available in ebook, trade paperback, and audiobook wherever you find your books online. Get links and details at glowinthedarkradio.com. This is the Science Fiction Podcast, Glow in the Dark Radio. I'm your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma. We have part two of the three-part, chapter 9 of Vatican Ambassador, over an hour in length total, so I had to divide it up. So we've got part two of three on this episode. It's BC's Peace Conference, which is going on. It's happening on the moon at Lunar Prime. Ibn al-Sir is there representing the UIN, the Universal Islamic Nation. And Richard Wentworth is there representing the Universal Trade Zone. And BC thinks he saw the UIN agent who tried to kill him, Nita Bendix, in the crowds gathering for the conference. So we're going to see. Will BC's conference go anywhere? Can he get hardcore enemies to agree on anything? The peace conference continues in part two of three of chapter 9 on this episode. I want to say a big thank you to my patrons who help support this podcast and keep it going. If you'd like to get in on that and also help support the podcast, you can do so for $2 a month, $5 a month, or $10 a month through Patreon. Patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio is the place to go to sign up or to get more information if you'd like to find out more about this whole patron deal. I get my patrons early episodes and extras and things. So if you want to be a part of that, you can go to patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio or go to glowinthedarkradio.com or mikeluoma.com and follow the link to Patreon. And again, a big thank you to those of you who are patrons. If you're already a supporter of this podcast, thank you, because you help me keep going. A reminder, I've got an ebook coupon going on this month for podcast listeners. Some folks have taken advantage of this. There are a limited number of redemptions on this coupon. We've gone through about a third of them, so there's still like two-thirds left. So it's an ebook coupon for podcast listeners, so you can get Vatican Ambassador, the book you're listening to, as an ebook for free. That's a free ebook at smashwords.com, and use the code RS59X to get Vatican Ambassador, the ebook, for free. You can go right to smashwords.com/book/view/2019. Takes you right to the title, if you'd like. Or you can follow the link that's in the show notes. Or just head over to smashwords.com. And it comes in all different formats. So whatever you're reading your ebooks on, you can read this ebook on your device. Every once in a while, I like to remind you I've got a new paperback out. Although it's not science fiction, this is nonfiction. So it's not something that I'm featuring heavily on the podcast, but Ancient Stone Mysteries of New England is out. It's available anywhere online where paperbacks are sold for $39.95, and it features over 500 photographs as I tell the story of my first 2 years of investigating stone sites. Again, it's called Ancient Stone Mysteries of New England, and it's available for $39.95 wherever paperbacks are sold. It has a couple of pretty good reviews, one very good review and one pretty good review. So, Oh, speaking of which, if you have one of my books, if you've read one of my books and you want to leave a review, please do that. It is like gold these days. There are very few people leaving reviews. So if you can give stars to something you've liked and review it, that is a huge help for any of us authors. So I would love it if you could do it for my books, but just keep that in mind in general as you're reading books and as you're picking them up from different sites. Leaving reviews, big help. That's enough book talk. Let's get into the book. We've got part two of chapter 9 of Vatican Ambassador coming up next on Glow in the Dark Radio.
The Flesh Pulp Podcast. 3 to 10 minutes of fiction brought to you thrice weekly. 200 miles below the surface of the Earth. At the terminus of a series of long-sealed caverns and interconnected shrines, under the shadow of the eternally bleeding eye, there is a crippled wreck of a man writing tales, stories of a dimension engulfed in madness. He is writing them of you. Think them all at fleshpulp.com or search for it on iTunes.
Now here's part two of chapter 9 of Vatican Ambassador on Glow in the Dark Radio. BC's aimless wandering has brought him into an area he doesn't recognize. He looks around, tries to get his bearings. Let's see. Gotta focus, get out of my head and back into reality. Huh. This is a maintenance corridor by the look of it. There, a sign I recognize. The governor's office. I must be just off the main corridor. That way, I betcha. BC walks around a corner, turning onto a larger, slightly more populated corridor near the back of the Lunar Prime governor's office suite. Well, there should be a public comm nearby. Might as well call Wentworth, get it over with. Oh. Will you look at that? Always takes my breath away. BC stares out the corridor window at Earthrise as the half a blue-green, brown, and cloudy blue marble rises up from the short horizon of the moon. Nice. But I can't start staring out the window like Edwards. Geesh, I haven't heard from him in a while. Wonder how he's doing. Probably down there right now. BC allows himself a last, lingering look at Earth outside before turning back to matters at hand. On to the other crap. Best call Wentworth. Where's a comm unit when you need one? There. Wonder how this'll turn out. BC makes the call. Wentworth's face appears on the screen. He smiles.
Father Campion, Wentworth says. How good of you to call, and so soon. I appreciate your swiftness. It shows you take this as seriously as I do.
Thank you, and you're welcome, BC says. Now, why? Why have me call you? I just saw you. I haven't been avoiding you this time. BC stares at Wentworth on the screen. Wentworth stares back. Wentworth finally breaks the brief, uneasy silence.
We need to talk, and not like this, he says, nodding at the screen. In private.
We do, BC says. As your host, I hope you're not unsatisfied with your accommodations. Do you need something? A toothbrush, maybe?
Don't play front desk stupid with me, Campion, Wentworth says. The stakes are too damn high for you to be so, witty. Just come visit my quarters as soon as you can. We need to talk.
Sounds absolutely cozy, BC says. He isn't biting.
Not this easily.
Sure, just wander into my den, said the spider to the fly.
With the conference just getting underway? BC protests. I've got a lot to do. Responsibilities and all.
With it being so late in the day on our first day, I can't see how there can be any official activity planned, Wentworth says, pressing his point. There's certainly nothing on my schedule. Is there something I should know about? Something you're not telling me about, Campion? Campion, are you there?
BC is distracted. Out of the corner of his eye, he sees her again.
God damn it. That is her. It's gotta be.
I've gotta go now, Wentworth. I'll stop by later. Bye, BC says in one breath. He severs the connection and runs after the woman.
Gotta be Nita Bendix. It is her. God damn it. Coming right out of the governor's offices, too. Right out of McIntyre's suite. How blatant is that? Where'd she go? Where'd she go? She was heading away from me, off towards the main dome.
BC heads for the dome as fast as he can. He bursts into the atrium and almost bumps into a member of the UIN delegation enjoying some sightseeing under the dome. BC looks around the atrium, but the woman is nowhere in sight. It is night under the main dome, but folks seem to have become nocturnal. There's a crowd milling about, many looking upwards. People have turned out under the dome to see the stars during the dim night of lunar prime. A crowd of hundreds wanders about, looking up. BC surveys the faces of the people in front of him.
No sign of the woman who's gotta be Nita Bendix. Where is she? And all these people. Where is she? Didn't really enjoy the end of our last chase, come to think of it.
BC continues to look around the dome for some sign of her.
Nothing. She's gone. Nowhere to be seen. Well, might as well go see Wentworth for some further frustration. Let's see, where is he staying? Lunar Lodgings 214 through 220.
It takes BC a minute to walk from the main dome to Wentworth's quarters. He keeps his eyes open for Nita Bendix as he walks, but she seems to have vanished. Bruno answers the door when BC rings at Wentworth's quarters. Good evening, I'm here to see... Bruno grunts, interrupting. He nods and motions for BC to enter past him. BC surveys the small anteroom as he walks in. He'd noted the room's layouts before Wentworth moved in for his stay. BC looks for any subtle alterations to the waiting area. There are some different chairs and sofas along the walls, and another not-so-subtle alteration as well.
That's new.
Evidently, Wentworth brought his own bar. The other furniture in the room has been crowded together along the walls to make space for a large bar facing the door BC came in through. Bruno's twin brother is standing behind the bar.
Bruno too? Betcha he's not back there for hospitality's sake. That bar is probably a cleverly disguised security station. Wonder what capabilities it has.
Bruno nods at his brother. The second Bruno nods back and then ducks through the door behind the bar. BC pictures the plans for this suite of rooms in his mind.
The main room of the suite lies just beyond that door. All the other rooms of the suite open off that central room.
After a minute or two, Wentworth opens the door behind the bar. He walks over to BC and shakes his hand.
Thanks for coming, Campion, Wentworth says. Let's go where we can talk. Come in, he says, motioning for BC to precede him through the door behind the bar.
BC doesn't move. Can't we talk here? He asks.
I'm afraid not, Wentworth laughs. Never know who's listening out here.
Nope. Come on. He nods again to BC to go ahead of him. BC reluctantly walks over around the bar, past Wentworth, and through the door. As they enter the central room, Wentworth indicates that BC should follow him directly into one of the side rooms on the right. As he walks into the smaller room, BC can feel a weird charge, like static electricity in the air.
This is my secure room, Wentworth explains,
once they're in the room with the door closed.
It's a necessity when you travel on high-level business. You've got to have a temporary portable field generator to shield your delicate communications and negotiations.
Wentworth leans towards BC almost conspiratorially.
Spies. Eyes, ears, competing businesses.
He nods for emphasis.
Hostile governments. They're everywhere. Everyone is trying to listen in, to get an edge.
A bit over the top? Paranoid?
Not if they really are out to get you.
Can you feel it?
He asks BC. BC nods. Yeah, I feel like all my hair is standing on end.
Wentworth laughs.
Yep, that's it.
So, no one can hear us now?
Not by any of the means currently known to be available,
Wentworth says. Nice. I'd like one of these myself, BC says, appreciative.
We all have our secrets to keep, don't we?
Wentworth says. He clears his throat.
Let me cut through the bullshit and cut to the chase.
Wentworth pauses, looks BC in the eye.
What's your game, Campion? Why haven't you contacted us directly this summer? And this conference, without consulting us beforehand?
It's what the Pope wanted, BC says simply. You know Linus is not like Peter was. He told me to do this, to show him my loyalty, to show him I can do the job. So I did it. I couldn't get in touch with you directly, or it wouldn't have come together. It wouldn't have looked right.
I still can't believe the UIN agreed to it,
Wentworth admits. I think I may know why they agreed, or at least part of the reason, BC says. They think Lunar Prime is friendly territory for them once again, BC says.
Why, McIntyre?
Wentworth asks. He's their man, BC says, nodding. Always has been. I've studied his OPO dossier, trust me. And I just saw something tonight that confirmed my suspicions. BC tries to cultivate Wentworth's confidence. I knew we'd be overrun by spies and agents at a conference like this. It always happens. Been there, done that, you know? Anyway, I saw a UIN agent tonight leaving McIntyre's offices. A woman I've crossed paths with before. Name of Nita Bendix. She infiltrated the Lunar Security Corps a few years ago. She nearly blew my cover back, when I first got here on the moon.
Don't want to tell Wentworth, yeah. Back when I killed McIntyre's wife, the governor. That's my little secret. Although, knowing Wentworth, he already knows. He's high enough in the UTZ to know what the OBO was up to. Just don't have to say it out loud.
Bendix?
Wentworth inquires.
Don't know her.
Doesn't matter. She's UIN. She tried to kill me once, BC tells him. And now she's back, apparently checking in with McIntyre. That's why I was distracted as I called you. I tried to follow her, but she got away from me. She's good. She, killed Meredith McIntyre. BC tosses it out.
Let's see.
Wentworth laughs a sharp, short laugh.
Look, I know you did that job, Campion,
Wentworth says.
So you can cut that shit out with me.
Wentworth tries to stare him down.
Remember, Campion, he says. I have read your dossier. I make it a point to find out who's crossing my radar screen. And after you showed up with FISA, I discovered that you'd done some work for us. I know all about you now.
He's got a point.
Still, BC picks it up. Nita Bendix is the one most people suspect did it. Well, except for McIntyre. And she is a known UIN agent. Governor Edwards found out as much. A thought occurs to BC. You know, Wentworth, we could make this work to our advantage.
How so? Wentworth asks.
If we can connect the dots between her and McIntyre publicly, we might be able to show our current governor for the UIN sympathizer we know he is, BC says. Discredit him and drive him out of office.
You don't like him much, do you, Campion?
Wentworth admonishes BC.
You shouldn't let your emotions color your judgment so much.
Granted, I've got issues with the guy, true, BC admits. But while he's governor, the moon is friendlier to the UIN than it is to the UTZ. How can that be good? Wentworth pauses, thinking. He gets up from the table.
I'll be right back. When did you see her again?
Just before I got here.
Right.
Wentworth leaves the room. BC can feel the static energy shift and pulsate as the field is disturbed. After a couple of minutes, he feels it again, just before he sees Wentworth come back in the room. Wentworth is smiling.
I have someone tracking down the security records, Wentworth says. LSC surveillance cameras cover the governor's office. We'll see what security has on Ms. Bendix.
So, you have access to the security cameras? BC asks. Wentworth nods, smiles. I used to, BC says. I lost access to them once McIntyre took over. You know, if we can find a recording of her with him, or her leaving his office, he's done. BC is smiling now, too.
If we get that evidence, recorded proof, I'll make sure the footage finds its way to my news networks,
Wentworth says.
We'll have this all over our media.
Wentworth allows himself another broad smile before continuing.
Maybe we can make it look romantic between them, you know?
Wentworth says.
Really make the guy look like slime, sleeping with his wife's killer.
BC can almost see the gears turning in his brain as Wentworth thinks through the plan to take down McIntyre.
We could always back it up by throwing in the affair he had with that little Asian hooker he almost beat to death. Oh, this is juicy, Wentworth says, with a little yip of a laugh. That will play very well. Good for the ratings. We can play up the salacious details. Did Meredith McIntyre die because of her politics, or was it because of jealousy?
Wentworth says, like a mock announcer. He turns to BC.
What do you think, Campion?
I think the way your mind works scares me, Wentworth, BC tells him. But I admire you all the same for your ability to brew up bullshit.
I'll take that for the heavily qualified compliment that it is, Campion. Thank you. But what drives your mind then, Campion? What is your game? What are you playing at? You don't expect me to believe you've thrown in with the new Pope, do you? After our agreement?
I haven't thrown in with anyone, BC says. I'm doing what the Pope asks because it would do me no good to disobey papal orders. It'd blow my cover. So I play along. I perform as the Pope asks. And who knows, maybe just by accident we could find a way to make peace. How about that?
Don't tell me you're beginning to believe your own bullshit, Campion,
Wentworth says, wagging his finger at BC.
You haven't suddenly become an idealist on us, have you? Peace?
Wentworth laughs.
You know, at this point we'd love it,
he says.
This war is not profitable, not for the UTZ, not anymore. Wentworth says, shaking his head. We had to run the UIN off the earth because they were destroying our resources and killing our people. They were damaging the world's economy. The instability, the threat, the chaos they created was bad for business, made it nearly impossible to do business. The war was necessary for our physical and economic survival. But the war, while at first profitable, has become a case of diminishing returns. It has long ago ceased being cost-effective, Wentworth says. You know, Campion, if the UTZ could have peace with guaranteed security for our investments, holdings, and people, safe from random attacks, and be allowed to mind our businesses and make our profits, we'd be 100% for it. But the UIN will have no part of such a peace. You'll see, Campion, Wentworth says, glaring at BC. They will never leave us alone in peace. They hate us and everything we stand for. Shit, they hate you too, Campion. They want us all dead and gone.
What do you think that you, the UTZ, could give to them to make them stop fighting you? BC asks. Wentworth is struck by the question, taken aback.
Huh?
He gathers himself in a second.
I don't know. Our heads?
He laughs ironically.
They want the Earth. The whole planet. Now claimed by the UIN as Mecca. You know their drill.
Well, maybe if you hadn't gone and nuked the original one, BC points out.
Look, that was way before my time, Wentworth protests. 40 years ago. Why hold that over our heads now? It was an old Soviet H-bomb. It could have been anyone.
Right, BC agrees sarcastically. Anyone. And they didn't nuke Jerusalem either, way back when.
Actually, Wentworth says, they probably didn't nuke Jerusalem.
Really?
Now this is news.
That was part 2 of Chapter 9 on Glow in the Dark Radio. Now this is news. Yes, it is. Maybe the UIN didn't nuke Jerusalem all those years ago? And BC saw Bendix again, Nita Bendix. That's certainly newsworthy. BC and Wentworth's conversation continues in part 3 of Chapter 9 on our next episode, so they're not done talking yet. And this is where we'll pick things up in part 3 of Chapter 9 next time around. A reminder, you can use an ebook coupon and get this book you're listening to as an ebook for free. At smashwords.com, it's an ebook coupon for podcast listeners to get Vatican Ambassador for free as an ebook. Just head to smashwords.com, look for Vatican Ambassador, and use the code RS59X. A big thank you to my patrons, Glow in the Dark Radio patrons. Keep this show going. You can become one too at patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio. For $2 a month, $5 a month, or $10 a month. And a big thank you, again, to those of you who do keep the podcast going. I mentioned my new paperback is available. That is Ancient Stone Mysteries of New England. And that's available for $39.95, wherever paperbacks are sold online. And you can find out more at ancientstonemysteries.com. And I did make a plea for book reviews. If you get a chance, please review any of my books that you've had a chance to read and enjoyed. It helps out immensely. That is all for this time around. I'm your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma. Thank you again for listening to Glow in the Dark Radio.
Glow in the Dark Radio. 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 Radio.
This podcast presentation is copyright 2023 by Michael F. Luoma and is protected under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives, 4.0 International License, CC by NCND 4.0. Music by Kevin MacLeod. You can find his work at Incompetech.com. Mike's books are available in ebook, paperback, and audiobook wherever you find books online. Get links and more details at glowinthedarkradio.com and mikeluoma.com. This has been a presentation of Glow in the Dark Radio.